listening to WCNO Palm City.
When you pray, I will listen. If you look for me with all your heart, you will find me. When you pray, I will listen.
Good morning. We want to welcome you today to God's Got It. We're so glad that you're joining us. I am Rachel.
And I'm Alexa.
We hope that you'll be encouraged today and that you will walk away from this moment and say, wow, God's got it.
That's right. Say, our hope is that you walk away no matter what season of life you're in with your heart lifted and the knowing that God already has got it.
So good to have you all with us today.
Good morning.
And we have Rachel.
Alexa.
And Toddy. Yes.
Good morning.
We're going to have to get you on our...
That's what I was thinking.
Beginning our entrance, right? Our promo. Yes. Something. Whatever you call it. Intro. There it is.
We need you representing.
So last week, was it last week? Yes. We got an email. And it says, I'm going to read it to you. Dear WCNO, I want to sincerely thank you for the lessons on God's Got This. Life can be very difficult, and hearing the three ladies share their understanding of the subject has been incredibly helpful. I have been sharing these teachings with the women in my Sunday school class as well. It's wonderful how you balance both the spiritual and the human aspects of teaching. God is amazing, and His timing is perfect. On behalf of myself and the ladies in my class, thank you for the love and wisdom you have shared to help us navigate life. Praise the Lord. Warm regards, Michelle. Isn't that great?
Wow. Yes,
that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Jesus.
Thank you, Michelle. Yeah.
We'd like to hear from all of you.
That's right.
Send us the email.
Right. Mm-hmm. To just WCNO at WCNO.com.
That's right.
And that will get it right to where it needs to be.
Yes.
And then we'll get it. Right.
And you could also send us your ideas, what you'd like for us to talk about at the same time.
Sure.
We'd love to hear.
If there's a subject you want to hear, that's a great. Yeah. That's great, Toddy. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you're struggling with something specific, we'd love to have a conversation about it.
Yes. Yeah. For real. Mm-hmm. And we really enjoy these times getting together and being able to just talk from our heart.
Yes.
And, you know, from the heart, all kinds of things come out, right?
Thank you, Jesus.
Especially with us three.
Especially with us. Yes.
I was saying this would be shorter if these guys didn't talk so much. Maybe it's my fault, too,
a little bit. No, just kidding. So we're going to be talking about renewing the mind today. And I looked up the definition of renew.
Ooh.
And it says it means to make new again. Don't you like that?
Mm-hmm.
Or restore to a former or a better state. Transform the heart or the mind through God's power. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Make
so
new again
make new
through
again.
Power of God.
Don't you like
That's
that?
Good news.
Make new again.
Man.
And then restore. I like that word, restore.
Oh, I like that too.
So it's not just thinking positive.
Right.
No.
Oh, no.
Right. It's good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Means more than that. Yes. Way more than that, What's right?
Yeah, it's really good. I want to talk about that too. I want you to go further with that. What's the difference?
Well, what was the guy? There used to be a man on radio, and he'd say, the power of positive thinking.
Is it Norman Vincent Peale?
Yeah, that was him.
Oh, okay.
I used to like the way he talked. I thought it was, but you're not facing reality when you're positive thinking. You're just putting a mask on.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So to renew your mind is totally different, a different thing totally, because you're totally dedicating your whole self to Jesus to change your whole attitude of mind, will, and emotions, everything about you. Present your body a living sacrifice. That's what Romans 12, 1 through 3 says. Mm-hmm. You want me to go on with that?
Yes. Yeah, read that. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to read it out of the Amplified, but I also will be adding some of my points in there too, because it says, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercy of God, to present your body. That means everything. Dedicate all of yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and well-pleasing to God, which is your intelligent act of worship. When we give our whole body, soul, mind, everything to God, we're doing it as an act of worship. We're not just saying, okay, God, take it. Do it. Because I've done that before. Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't like this attitude. Just mm-hmm. take it, God. If you take it, I don't have to mess with it. But that's not an act of worship. Mm. He wants us to worship by giving him all of us. And don't be conformed to the world any longer with its superficial values and customs. Mm. Mm. And boy, is that a big one. We could stop there for an hour. But be transformed and changed as you mature spiritually by renewing your mind, focusing on God's values and ethical attitudes, not just what the power of positive thinking thinks in you at that time, so that you may prove for yourself what is the will of God, that which is good and acceptable and perfect in his plan and purpose, not our plans, his plan. And I don't think we get that unless we get into worship mm-hmm. and really worship him and let him talk to us through the Holy Spirit and what he wants us to do about that.
Because it says men have a lot of plans.
Good.
But God's the one that directs us.
Mm-hmm.
So we can have any plan we want, but we want God's plan.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much what that's saying, right? Yeah. What was the scripture?
Romans 12, 1 through 3.
Okay.
That's really good.
That's what I had. That was my first scripture. That's great. That's good. I was
she
like, wait
stole
a minute.
That.
That was the amplified.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. I wrote down this saying here. It says, positive thinking tries to change how you feel about reality, but renewing your mind is determining to understand the reality through the truth that we can only get through God.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a difference with trying to look, and the example would be, going through a hard time and maybe trying to rally by saying, I can do this. I've got this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that works a little while until you get bopped and you fall back down and realize maybe you didn't have all of what you thought you had. But the transformation of your mind would say something like, I can do this because of whose I am and because of who he is, and his strength is working in me. Mm. So it's different than just rallying your own positive, what does the word say about this? What's the real truth?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you know that, then you have a foundation you can stand up on.
Right.
That's not based on you.
Yeah.
Because if it's about us, I don't know about you, but I can shock myself with how much I need Jesus. So I need my mind and my stability to be based on him.
Well, if it's about us, if we're not really in line with what God wants.
Mm-hmm.
And I like what Toddie said when we were doing couple weeks ago, it's not about you.
I know, that stuck with me. It's not about you.
I was like, oh, okay. But
2 Corinthians 10:5 says, bring every thought.
Every thought.
So when you're renewing your mind, you're bringing every thought captive to the purpose of what God has for us, to the obedience of Christ.
Mm-hmm. And I saw it said, saturate yourself with God's word.
Yeah.
So if you're really wanting to change the way you're thinking and to renew your mind and to reestablish what God has for you, you got to saturate yourself in the word. And it's kind of like bathing your mind, right?
Right.
Because I was saying about that study a few weeks ago about the girl that said, it is so beneficial to write the scriptures.
That's good.
So if you're trying to renew your mind, you could write down every scripture you can find about renewing your mind. And there's something about writing it. It starts to get really
inside
mm-hmm. and you're kind of speaking to your spirit as mm-hmm. you're doing it. And that's one way of saturating yourself. Mm-hmm. And it's the best tool.
It's not a quick prayer.
Right. Yes.
Can't just say, okay, like we do sometimes.
A quick prayer might be a good place to start, but it's just not the end. You know, sometimes we have to cry out to him and just say, God, I need you here.
Right.
But then he'll, you know, we have to keep going back to him until our hearts are well, until it's well with us.
Let the Holy Spirit work, do the work. And
sometimes you don't even know that's what's happening, that you're doing it in a quick prayer because you're in the moment and you feel the pain. But you have to think about it throughout.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Not just in the moment of desperation,
right.
But then again, when you're sober, sober-minded.
Sober-minded. No,
but, you know, sometimes in our frenzy, it would be lack of sobriety. We feel literally like we're not thinking straight.
Right.
And we have to, once we get through that and we're breathing again, we have to choose him again. A little like Israel, They would, right? They would, when they needed him, they would cry out to him.
Right.
But then when they were okay, they would forget him.
They had their idols and their...
It was a pattern for them. But to really renew your mind, you're choosing him in the good times and the bad. Right. And sometimes I believe actually the good times when we choose him, it's preparation for
and it takes as long as it takes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It's not a quick process. I don't believe. I don't believe that you can just renew your mind in a minute.
Oh, no.
I think it's a process.
Brainwashing. Brainwash takes some time.
So you can't just give up.
Brainwash
you
know, is the word.
A lot of people give up renewing their mind.
Because they want the little second fix, you know, 2 seconds here, 2 seconds there. Well, God, you know, you already know what I want. So, no, he wants to hear from you.
Yes.
And say, look, today I am dealing with, and this is what's happening, and I'm struggling. It's okay to say I'm struggling. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had just every moment something is happening? Mm-hmm. Well, that's the way last night and tonight, this morning was. Just like boom, 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 boom. And then we got the call that a dear friend or the message that is fighting lung cancer, it's gone to his brain. Well, that just like knocked my feet out from under me. Just like, boom, like somebody just hit me, like, you know. Mm-hmm. And you ever just feel yourself like, ugh.
Yeah.
So, but you know, God's got that too.
Right.
God's got him. He's a believer, loves to write music. And, you know, we have to give those things to the Lord. So back on our topic. Did you do 2 Corinthians?
I have it written down here if you want me to read it.
2 Corinthians 10.
I was just referring to it. Go ahead and read it.
I have the first half. It's right before it says to take every thought captive. Mm-hmm. It says in 2 Corinthians 10:4, it says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty in God for the pulling down of strongholds." Mm. Somebody told me, you know, when you do one thing and you sin and you go, dang it, and you stand back up and you go off and you okay, and it's not something you revisit, that's a one-time sin. But a stronghold is something that holds you to a pattern.
Captive.
Right? Mm-hmm. So we can pull down strongholds, casting down...
Arguments, sorry.
I'm reading my own handwriting,
that's
guys.
Okay.
Casting, okay. And every high thing that exalts itself up against the knowledge of God, bringing it into captivity and to the obedience of Christ.
Every thought.
And then to bring every thought. I love the lead up to bring every thought captive, because we're talking about a power. We have a powerhouse behind us in this journey. Mm-hmm. We're not supposed to do this. There's a big trendy word right now that's manifesting. We're not just thinking of something until it comes to be.
Right.
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 Though there are some biblical ideas of that, to set your mind on things above and to determine to take every thought captive and only think what he has for us to think. But we have this mighty force behind us. Mm. And in Mark 11:23-24, it says, if you speak to the mountain and you believe it, you'll see that mountain move.
Yes.
And that's the kind of power that we're dealing with. And so if you're struggling with a thought pattern or maybe a stronghold of a lie... The good news is you're not by yourself. You don't have to do the fixing of this by yourself. Mm-hmm. He's set up to come to your rescue.
I think, too, that comes to faith.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything that's happening to us, God's trying to build our faith. And the stronger we get with the building blocks of getting our faith stronger, God can do more. And then the renewing of your mind, I think it will become easier. I mean, it seems like to me anyway. But bringing down those strongholds and saying no.
Yes.
You know, sometimes I have to talk to myself.
Me too.
No. In the name of Jesus, that thought will go.
You're right.
I will not entertain that. No. Mm-hmm. In the name of Jesus, I will not think like that.
Mm-hmm.
Even self-doubt and putting yourself down or... thinking about negative things that people said to you or anything like that.
Right.
And it says to think on the good things. Mm-hmm. So if we're thinking on the good things, and I've noticed, if those things start happening, praise the Lord. Just start praising the Lord. You know, one time I was like, Lord, I'm just asking you and asking you and asking you all the time. I said, I just want to praise you. You know, I just want to praise you and say, okay, look it. Lord, I thank you. I praise you. I praise you. You're renewing me. You're making me who you want me to be. I will continue to praise you even when the devil's trying to trip us up. I think praise really scares the devil. I really, really do. Mm-hmm. He's our enemy. And that's his job, to discourage, to make us feel that we are not good enough, that we cannot achieve what God wants for us. And thank the Lord. Thank the Lord we have the Holy Spirit and we have God. And we can run to him and say, hey, look it, I have had it. I can't, I can't do this by myself. No. And he wants us to come to that before we get to that desperation point.
Amen.
A lot of times it helps if we write things down. That's why journaling is so important. Mm. But if we write them, then we can go back and say, oh, Lord, look, I feel better in this area now. You've helped me and helped me to think on joyful and peaceful things and patience.
And patience.
And you helped me to be kind to this person that was mean and nasty to me. So we can be thankful at the same time, which is also part of renewing your mind, to be thankful what he's already done. By his mercy, he's allowing us each day to learn.
Yes. That's good.
My husband used to say, at least I won't have to spend 1,000 years learning it when I get to heaven.
Hey, when we get to heaven, home free.
Oh, what a joke. Yeah.
We made it, right?
That's right.
Well, we're going to be taking a little break here in a little while. We haven't. It seems like it goes fast when we start talking, doesn't it? Seems like it goes really fast. But, you know, we thank you for listening to God's Got It, and it means so much to us to hear from you. So like we were saying earlier, if you get a chance, you know, just say, hey, I'm listening. Thank the Lord, you know. And you can put the note to WCNO at WCNO.com, attention, God's Got It, and we will get it. And we thank you. And we're going to be back in a few minutes. I think we have a little more time here. Okay.
You know what would be a nice idea, too, is if you're out there and you're listening to us talk about renewing your mind, maybe you have a story of when you chose to do that and you saw the power of it. We would love to hear, because that's part of what we're doing here, is we are telling our stories. We're being honest with you about some things that we've walked through. We would love to hear how God's winning in your life in these areas. It would mean a lot to
us.
It
would. Yeah. It really, really would.
And we'll share them on air.
Yes. Yeah. And we don't have to say your name.
No, of course not. Yes.
No, we won't say
it. And if you don't, if you want it to be private, of course, you could always put that on there, too.
Sure. Yeah, we didn't want to hurt anybody or bruise them, right? That's not what we're here for.
I thought, I heard this a long time ago, that if you don't like what your actions are, look at what you're thinking about. And if you don't like what you're thinking about, if you don't like your actions, look at what you're saying. And if you don't like what you're saying, look at what you're thinking about. Because what we think about and we talk about is what we end up believing. And that produces, that produces action in our life that may have accompanying consequences.
Right.
So.
True.
The good news is we can change what we think about.
Yes.
Or Joyce Myers, my mom, I used to have it on her answering machine. Did you know that Battlefield of the Mind book? Did you guys ever read that?
Oh, no, I didn't ever read it. I saw it, but I didn't read it.
But she had one that a saying that says, you are who you are because of what you think about. And you are who you are because of the way you think about what you think about.
That's good.
That's a tongue twister.
Right? That is. Yep, that's how many times I heard it.
Right, that's how many times you heard it. Okay, so we just have a little time here. And so you can also give us a call at 72-221-1100. And if you would like to sponsor, or you can write to us, like we said, at WCNO at WCNO.com and say, God's Got It. And we have some great promos we're going to be listening to here in just a couple minutes. And we appreciate, we've got every day now at 11 o'clock, we have a program from 11 to 12 with different people. And we're going to listen to these promos and we'll be right back.
When you pray. If you look for me with all your heart, you will find me
There is no doubt we live in chaotic times. Just listen to the news, if you dare. The world is a battleground for spiritual warfare. If what you see or hear in the news frustrates you or makes you fearful, then you need something beyond the news. You need the good news. Every Tuesday on WCNO at 11 a.m., a biblical response to the issues of the day.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard, inviting you to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. for Hidden Places, where you'll hear exciting testimonies, amazing stories, and casual conversations with believers just like you, here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Do you know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM. Every Monday, we will bring you stories from the front line of ministry, ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God. We will redefine where the front line is, from risky missions to comfortable caring, always with the invitation for you, the listener, to look for the front line in your life. Tune in to 89.9 FM every Monday at 11 a.m. Get on the front line. When you pray.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
When you pray, he will listen. Thank Amen. You, Lord, for your promises. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank God. God is so good. So we've been talking about renewing the mind, and we're glad you've stayed with us. And if you're just joining us, this is Rachel.
And Alexa.
And Toddy.
And we're talking about renewing the mind today. Mm-hmm. And so real quick, kind of like recap maybe a few things, or if you have something new there, Toddy, that you wanted to share.
Well, we're just
about saturating ourselves with the word.
Right. But we just went off the air talking about writing down your thoughts. Right?
Yes.
And finding the scripture that agrees with what you're thinking about and responding to. And then invite your prayer partner to pray with mm-hmm. you. Sometimes mm-hmm. when I get so frustrated, I just call my prayer partner and say, help, help, help. I need it.
Yes.
I need it
yes.
now.
I'm in a car seat. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. You need to pray right now.
Right.
And then it's more than just an external transformation. Not switching from the to-do list of the flesh to the to-do list of the law, but the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians 5, 19 and 22. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness. That's a whole lot of stuff.
That is a lot.
Gentleness and self-control, which is a biggie. Just
self-control. Self-control. That is a biggie,
isn't it? I don't
know
what you mean. Maybe I
yeah,
do.
Explain right, self-control, Alexa. No.
Forgive me, Lord. Yes, that's good.
That is great. I was just thinking, too, that as we saturate our minds and we take our thoughts captive, we talked about we have to pray a lot.
A whole lot.
A lot. Pray, pray, pray. And, you know, some people say, well, you know, I have a book of prayer. Well, that's great. But sometimes I find if I just get silent long enough, and it's like, the Holy Spirit can help pray through us, you know, and can bring things to mind that he wants us to surrender and come and bring to him.
That's really good.
And that's part of renewing our minds also, is just sitting with the Lord and saying, you know, and sometimes have you ever just like sat down or knelt down and you just, all you can do is cry.
Yeah.
You just cry.
Yeah.
It's like the Holy Spirit is washing you.
Yes.
And that's a great time too, to just say, you know, and just let it go. Just let it. God knows the desires of your heart, and he knows what the tears are for. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we're like, why am I crying? Have you ever done that? It's like, why as a woman, I guess, too, you know? Now,
yes.
You know, there's some guys who cry also. Some guys are very tenderhearted, and that's okay to cry.
Mm-hmm.
A man or a woman, it's okay to cry.
Yes.
When you're crying out to God, that's the best part, mm-hmm. is to cry out to God. And I was just thinking of Isaiah 26:3. He will keep you in perfect peace. Keep all who trust in you and all those thoughts as we fix our thoughts on Christ. And we can trust in him. It says, trust in the Lord always in verse 4. For the Lord God is the eternal rock.
Praise God.
And that's what we want, our foundation to be on the rock, who is Christ Jesus.
Yes.
And to renew that every day. You know, it's a good, probably, I would think the best probably way to start your day is, Lord, I just come to you. Help my thoughts be your thoughts. You know, you can start your day like that.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean you're going to just be perfect all day long. We have a lady. How are you doing? Oh, just perfect. Thanks. Oh, don't you love that?
So, so good.
Yeah, it is good, right? But
we are
perfect in the Lord,
yeah.
Right? As we are letting him renew us and work in us and through us. So we can be perfected. Of course, that doesn't mean that we're perfect, but it does sound good, doesn't it? Doesn't that sound good?
Might as well throw it out there.
Just perfect.
Good.
Thanks. I love that. I love that.
It is really good.
So asking the Holy Spirit to change your heart and to reveal areas where you can still, where you're still relying on that worldly thinking and that those thoughts that, you know, you can get distracted by a lot of things,
mm-hmm.
right? What you're seeing, what you're reading. If you're reading a lot of other things besides the Word of God, which a lot of people do,
mm-hmm.
I have a lot of avid readers in my family. I am not like a bookworm like my brother and my mm-hmm. sister are. They just love to read. And I read the Bible. I try to make a point every mm-hmm. single day to have that time.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes your morning gets crazy and off you go and you're crazy, you know. And through the day, you're seeing things that you don't want to take into your spirit mm-hmm. and you're hearing things that you don't want to take into your spirit. So it's in the world that we're living in, it's a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
It is a struggle to constantly be warring against the flesh to bring it to where God wants your thoughts to be and your heart to be. Because I believe what comes out of the mouth?
It's the abundance of the heart.
The abundance of the heart. The mouth will spew it right out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a little scary. Did you have a scripture?
I didn't have a scripture, but
okay.
I was just thinking, if you're out there and you're wondering, how do I know if I need to renew my mind? Maybe you're like, what's wrong with my mind?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think some things that can signify that we might need a little time with Jesus would be something like, if you find yourself continuing in circles, mm-hmm. certain patterns of negative thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So situations happen and you kind of always spiral in a certain way. Or if you've forgotten that Jesus loves you. That he loves you so much that he died for you. If you forget how valuable you are, there's a chance that you may need your mind renewed. If you're comfortable aligning with the accuser of the brethren, if you're willing to constantly call out people around you for doing the wrong things instead of focusing on you just doing the right things, there's a chance that you have forgotten how much he loves them. If hopelessness is attached to the future. If you think about what's coming ahead of you and you feel hopeless rather than full of faith,
right.
There's a chance that you've forgotten
mm-hmm.
how much God loves you and how much he has planned for you. And instead of having faith, you now have hopelessness.
Oh, wow.
You know?
Yes.
And we can all have opportunities right.
It's easy, too, to get drugged down, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It sure is.
To let the things that you're dwelling on, if they're not of God, then hey, say, okay, Father, with your help, I will
mm-hmm.
stop.
Right.
You know, I won't read that. I won't entertain that music. Maybe that's not the best kind
right.
of music.
What you put in.
What you put
mm-hmm.
in is what's going to come to the surface.
Right.
And I believe just a constant searching our hearts, searching mm-hmm. our minds to let God change you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Psalms, it says, search me, O God, and know my heart, know my thoughts,
mm-hmm.
know my innermost parts. And he already knows them.
Mm-hmm.
And when we pray, then he can show those things to us and say, look, this needs to be changed. Or your thought pattern over here was not good. Maybe something that someone did to you, like we've talked about forgiveness. and forgiving people and harboring the unforgiveness. And we don't want to do that, even with things and our thoughts and everything. And let the word wash us and renew us in his word.
And another tactic I think that's helpful, has been helpful in my life, is a situation like if I was really struggling with a lie that I knew was a lie, you know, well, you know how the enemy comes. Like, you're aware that's not what the Father says, but you feel stuck in the thought.
Yes.
One thing that I find is finding somebody, having people in your life that you can just say that thing out loud to. Because one thing I think the enemy likes to do is make you feel ashamed for where you struggle. And when the lie is exposed as a lie, there's room for then God to speak his truth instead. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, we can take it to the word. And we don't always have to have somebody with us. But if we do, man, it's a really big benefit to be able to call, like you said, a prayer partner. Yeah. Able to, this is what I know this isn't true over my life, but I'm struggling. Mm-hmm. You know, my emotional struggling with this thought.
Right.
And then by saying it, we leave room to just ask the Father, okay, I know that's not true. What is true? Mm-hmm. And that's where the word comes in.
Right.
But also he'll minister to you in that moment. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes it can be that simple, because now when that next thought pops up again, because it just does, the enemy just brings back those thoughts, we now have a weapon that we didn't have before. Mm-hmm. We now saw his truth and we now heard his voice. And so now we can wield our sword. Mm. Very different than the first time he tries.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Just,
I think we also have to include the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's our teacher.
Yes.
And we have to include him when we're praying these prayers to renew our mind, because he'll help us.
Amen.
He'll teach us. Sure, Jesus and our Father. But the Holy Spirit plays a part in that, too. And sometimes we just leave him out,
mm-hmm.
not intentionally, because our hearts are there, really.
Yeah.
But the Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there's freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So we can leave those thoughts and the things that are holding us captive with the help of the Spirit. We just need to pray in the Spirit more, mm-hmm. and ask him all throughout the day, okay, Holy Spirit, you're right here, and I sure do need your advice on this one.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can shut up just for a minute, he'll talk to us about it.
He'll talk to us, yes.
I had a friend, one of the women's retreats that we were doing, she came and she had walked through a really hard season. She had had some loss. And one of the exercises that we did was on one side of the horse, because I work with horses and people, and whatever, on one side of the horse, they painted the one thought that they would think over themselves when they made a mistake. Mm. Like, say you sinned, and then you go back into the mirror, you know, right? And you look at yourself and you think what? Let's get honest. What is the first thought?
Oh, my
right.
goodness.
I won't say it on air.
What was I thinking?
But there I have moments, you know? So then you're faced with the lie that attached itself to you the moment you made a mistake.
Yes.
So we let people express that on one side of the horse. And then we take a second and on the other side, okay, so now what does the Father say over you at that very same moment? What is the Holy Spirit speaking to your heart at that very same moment? When you messed up, mm-hmm. is he going to agree with you? Or does he have something different to say?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so this lady, she goes to write what God had would speak to her. And she realized she was painting it on the blind. There was a blind horse on one side of his face. And she realized she painted God's truth on the blind side. And she just started crying. She said, because I realized God's been speaking over me,
mm-hmm.
but I've turned a blind eye to what his voice has been ministering to
wow.
me about.
Yes.
And that's a very big picture of what renewing your mind does.
Yes.
It takes this narrative and stops it and replaces it with the truth. And that's deliverance. That's freedom. That's where the Spirit of the Lord is.
Yes.
So that when the stuff comes up, you recognize it next time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Right?
And in Proverbs, you know, it talks about wisdom, because Solomon, you know, God said, you know, he was getting ready to take over from his dad, because David was dying. And God said, what do you want? He wanted wisdom. He wanted wisdom. As you know, can you imagine that? And And Proverbs 2 says, it talks about the value of wisdom. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom, we're talking about listening, right? And you apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding. If you seek her, meaning wisdom, as silver, and search for her as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord. You will find the knowledge of God, for the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. That is also part of renewing our minds. You know, it's seeking after God and getting his wisdom for each and every single day of our lives. Oh, what a difference. What a difference that makes in spending that time in reading the word and praying and asking for God to cleanse you from everything, every thought, everything that is not of him. Yeah. And he will give you the desires of your heart.
Amen.
If we align with him, right? That is his word to say that's what we need to do. So we're going to go to a song here in just a few minutes. But also wanted to read Isaiah 46. I think I'm going the wrong direction. I know I have it here. There's Isaiah. We used to have this Bible, books of the Bible memorized. Did you have to do that growing up?
Oh, yes.
The books of the Bible? Oh, we did.
Had my children do it too.
Yep. Oh, my goodness. When we're little and you're trying to say all that, right? All those words. So Isaiah 46, this next song is, it's a great song. It's called, I forgot the name of it.
It's really good.
It's really good. It's by Project of Love.
Ooh, I like this.
And it's about care, how he cares for us. Mm-hmm. Okay? Cares for us. It's from Isaiah 46, verse 3. Listen to me, O house of Jacob. God's talking to the house of Jacob. All the remnant of the house of Israel who have been upheld by me from birth. It talks about God knows you from birth. Right? He saw us. And who has been carried from the womb? And then he goes on to talk about, and in your old age, I am he. And even to the gray hairs, I will carry you. God's going to be with us, and he cares for us. I have made, and I will bear. Even I will carry, and will deliver you. So God is there for us. And he's not going to leave us. Even when we get old, when our hair is getting gray, and a lot of us are coming into that, right? That's okay. Because God's still going to be there. And a lot of people go, oh, I'm getting old. Oh, yeah. And some people say, well, you know, you did get older. Well, yes. And we can still be vibrant in the Lord. And he cares for us so much that he knew about us before the very beginning of the foundation of the world. You know, if we can get that down in our spirits and think about that, he knows everything we're going through, every single desire of our hearts. Everything that we need to be to renewing our minds through, he knows what you need, but he wants to hear from us, and that he cares for us so deeply that he gave us these scriptures, right? That we can delve into every single day, and you can find something. Let me tell you what.
Yeah,
you can find it. We have Google these days, so we're going to take another little break, and we're going to listen to this song. And it's Project, and I think it's He Cares for You or Cares for Me or something to that effect. But anyway, and God genuinely cares about you and every single thing that you're going through. And he has a wonderful plan for your life. And hope this song will be a blessing. We'll be back.
I've cared for you since you were born, carried you before you were born. I will be your God throughout your lifetime, until your hair is white with age. I've cared for you since you were born.
Yes, I carried you before you were born. I will be your God throughout your lifetime, until your hair is white with age. I made you, and I will care for you. I made you, and I will care for you. I have cared for you since you were born. Yes, I carried you before you were born. I will be your God throughout your lifetime, until your hair is white with age. I made you, and I will care for you. I made you, and I will care for you. I made you, and I will care for you. I will carry you along and save you.
Praise God. That's a great song.
So good.
Isn't that good?
So good.
He cares for us. He saves us. Mm-hmm. He provides what we need. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Did you have a scripture, Toddie?
I was just looking over some notes that I had. And when we were talking about the Holy Spirit, this little article I read about it says, our final remedy in how we obey Romans 12:2 is being transformed in the renewing of your mind first before we can do anything. A double action of the Holy Spirit is required, and there we join him in these areas of two actions. The reason I say Holy Spirit is required is because the word renewal in Romans 12:2 is only used in one other place in the Bible, and that's Titus. Where Paul says that God saved us, not because of the work done by our righteousness, but according to his own mercy by the washing and regeneration and renewal in the Holy Spirit. And I just thought that was such a neat explanation that...
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah. Well, praise God.
Thank the Lord for God's word, right?
Yes.
God is so good.
Learning to renew by the Spirit.
Yes. By the Spirit.
Got a frog.
Yes.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I have this little story. It's about Corrie Ten Boom. If you guys ever heard of her, she was lady that survived World War II's Holocaust. She said Corrie Ten Boom experienced unimaginable suffering during World War II. Mm. She lost her sister, Betsy, in a concentration camp, yet she eventually became known around the world for the message of forgiveness and faith. She said, "Worry does not empty tomorrow of its sorrow. It empties today of its strength." Hmm. What a powerful reminder that we can spend so much of our energy thinking about what might happen tomorrow that we miss what God wants us to do today.
Hmm.
And in a social media world where we're seeing highlights of people's lives, there's a great temptation to think that the things that we struggle with are just us, that they're not common to humanity, which is not, it's not true.
Right.
And there are, you know, there's no reason to look at our struggles versus somebody else and say we have it worse or we have it less. Doesn't really benefit us, but to look at them and remember that God can do anything with this moment.
Thank you, Lord.
No matter how hard it is, there's in Him, there's only better coming.
Right.
Because no matter what we're walking through, He promises that He turns all things for good for those that belong to Him.
Yes.
So we don't have to look at our circumstances like the world looks at our their circumstances. Mm-hmm. And that's the difference between faith and hope. We either get to look through the lens of what's not true, where our minds need renewed, or we get to find the truth that God says and begin to determine to see the world through His lenses. Mm. Ultimately, Father, give me your perspective on this day. Because I think one of the things that's a trap is constantly self-evaluating. It's good. It's really important to self-evaluate. But then there's the other part where we have to remember what we're here for. Right. Like you said, when you were having a hard time, you prayed for other mothers.
Right.
That were, you know, you told me about your, about standing for other mothers that have special needs children.
Yes.
But to remember that this life that we're living is not about us.
Right.
God cares about us. He wants us to walk through healthy. But if we lose the sight of our mission, I think the enemy has a lot of fodder, a lot of ground to move and work. I looked up this it kind of came up when I was studying mission confusion. And what, and I said, I wondered if it was a military term, and it wasn't, but there was something called the fog of war. And it's where they don't know where the enemy is or what's happening around them on the battlefield. And the orders have changed and they're not sure what they are. And they don't, they can't really tell who's friend or foe or whether the orders that are received are actually accurate or what they're supposed to do next. And there were times in the, in battlefield where they would actually fight against themselves because they weren't sure who they were fighting with. And I thought, what a picture of the need to know the truth and how, thank God, our commander is a good commander.
He's a good commander.
And he wants to get us accurate orders. But unless we open the book and start to read the orders, we will have confusion. And then we can start wondering where the thoughts are coming from. Are they the enemy or are they the Lord? Well, let's take it back.
That's why the Lord says, cast down all imagination.
Exactly.
Right.
Bring every thought captive.
Captive, yes.
Because we get this picture and we can see those pictures mentally. Okay, this is going to happen to this and this is going to do this. And you believe that imagination because you saw the picture of it mentally. And we have to change it all.
That's right.
Yes.
That's part of it.
And if you fall into confusion, that's not God.
No.
You're right.
No.
If you're in a circumstance, in a situation, and all of a sudden you feel, I can't think. I don't even know which side is up. What am I supposed to be doing in this situation? That's not God.
Nope.
Because he will not bring you confusion. He won't. And you just have to say, hey, this needs to go in the name of Jesus, and I don't receive this.
Amen.
Clarity of mind.
Right.
And that's part of renewing our minds also.
Yes.
Into knowing what God is doing and how he's speaking to us.
That's right.
When we get into all of that, it's what leads people into anxiety and depression and those rejection modes that we've been talking about for the last 2 weeks because our minds have to be changed. We have to think on different things, even if it's just by an act of your will to start with. You've got to say, okay, I'm not thinking about that anymore. And then it comes back.
Right.
And oh, I'm not thinking about that anymore. It's not true. It's a lie straight from the pit of hell.
See you and you're exposed, you know, to speak to it. No, I don't see that. That's trying and it's not real. Yep.
And it's not God.
It's not God.
Yeah, it is not God.
There's a scripture in 1 Peter 2, verse 9, and it says this, but you are chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people, but are now a people of God, who have had not obtained the mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Sometimes I think the enemy just likes to come and bring the confusion in life. This stuff happens, just like Miss Rachel said, the days that
it's,
bombard
it's gonna
you,
happen. Yes.
Right? That can leave you going, God, I know you're good. I think you're good. I hope you're good. But you know he is.
Yeah.
And you have to find that ground floor. I wanted to read it one more translation here. It's in the Passion. I know it's a little paraphrasey, but it says this. But you are God's chosen treasure, priests who are kings, a spiritual nation that is set apart by God's devoted ones. He called you out of darkness to experience his marvelous light, and now he claims you as his very own. He did this so that you would broadcast his glorious wonders throughout the world. And if it was my daughter or my son that was struggling with thoughts of who they are or who they're not or what somebody says about them, I would want to hold their faces and remind them who they are and what they're made for.
Amen.
And I think the enemy really likes us to forget who we are and what we're made for. So that's a good scripture to remember.
Yes, read that again.
That you are a chosen treasure.
Chosen treasure.
Ooh, priest.
You could start right there and just think for a moment, right?
It's amazing that he sees us this way, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Priests who are kings, a spiritual nation set apart by God's devoted ones. He called you out of darkness to experience his marvelous light.
Mm.
You don't have to stay in the darkness. You don't have to stay not knowing. And now he claims you as his very own. He did this so that you would broadcast his glorious wonders throughout the world. Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
That's what he says over us.
Yes.
Yeah,
wow.
That's freedom.
Freedom.
Anyways, thank you, Jesus.
The freedom that only comes through Christ.
That's right.
And through saturating yourself with the word. That's what we've been talking about. Saturate yourself with the word.
Amen.
Get it deep inside of you. Say, well, I can't remember. I can't memorize. Well, then write it down.
It's a skill.
Somebody
you can practice.
Said, yes. Mm-hmm. Put it on your refrigerator. Mm-hmm. Put it on your mirror. Put it at the door. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, in the Jewish faith, they had the scriptures on their foreheads. What were those things called? I can't remember what they were called. It totally just left me. But anyway.
Frontlets.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that,
anyway, they tied the
scriptures.
Tied
them on their frontlets. Yeah, I don't know what it's called.
It just It'll come to me. I'm sorry. We'll have to look these things up. But I was just thinking about it. And bind them in your hearts, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Keep it before you. Make yourself some flashcards. We used to give away those little breads of life.
Oh, yes,
you know,
I remember
and you could
that.
Draw out a thing, mm-hmm. you know, and get your scripture, and you just, you never knew what you were going to draw out. But every scripture is good for reproof, for correction, for spurring us on into what God has for us. And that's where we need to be. That's where we need to stay.
And that's how we know his voice.
Yes.
So that
yes.
you can rightly discern whether it's the Lord or not,
mm-hmm.
right? It doesn't. It's all valuable. So you'll just learn to hear what his voice sounds like.
Yes.
And when he comes accusing, or when he comes to cause confusion, or mm-hmm. tell you what you're not, you go, well, I'm not sure that's what my God would say. Because
I think a lot of times we have to stop hanging out with some people,
okay,
that are going to put negative thoughts.
But they're
in
pulling
our mind
you down
all the time. Mm-hmm. There are negative people. No matter what you do to try to help them, they can't help themselves because mm-hmm. they don't want help. They think they're all right with their negative thoughts or with their actions. Maybe it's somebody that is doing things that they shouldn't be doing, and we know they shouldn't be doing it.
Mm-hmm.
We can't hang out with those type of people because if we do, they rub off, and then we have more problems in renewing our mind.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a person out there and you're struggling with addiction or you're struggling with marriage problems, maybe one of the problems that you're having is hanging out with the wrong people. Change your environment. That's not going to cure you.
No.
But that's going to help you to look at the right things
right.
and the scriptures instead of it will never make you sober, and it will never change your attitude towards marriage by changing any kind of direction or any kind of people that you hang with, but it'll help.
It will help.
It'll help.
Yes. Well, because if you have a toxic relationship, it can only bring you down.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It can only bring you down. And if you stay around it long enough,
what they say is going to rub off.
Exactly. And then you will start to believe and think those things.
Yeah.
And that is when you need to start with that renewing the mind.
Yeah.
My husband said,
delve into, see what God says about
you. Right. My husband's an attorney, and when they do, trial, part of what the attorneys do on either side is what they would call poke holes in the reasoning of the cases on the other side. And that's what the enemy tries to do with, I think, thoughts from people who are not, you know what, it can happen from very well-meaning people that actually would want to have your best interests at heart. You know, you might share something with them, and then they come back with a negative response. And now, oop, there was just a hole poked in your faith. There was just a hole poked in your believing for the future. And then it's what we do with those thoughts.
Yes.
And bringing them back to, wait, well, God spoke to me. I'm just going to stay on this. And, yeah. Change your perspective.
Amen. Yeah. Well, our kind of theme song. Yes. Jeremiah 29:11, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read that to you all again.
I love it.
It says, "For I know the thoughts that I have toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." So if you're struggling and you don't have any hope, that's not where you need to be.
Amen.
Because God says you have a future and a hope. And then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen. And you will seek me, and you will find me when you search for me with your whole heart.
Search.
Search.
Yeah.
You're like, I can't find where I need to be, or I can't find what I need to be doing. You got to get searching for God, and he's going to meet you right exactly where you need to be met. So, Father God, we just come to you right now. We thank you, Lord, for this time, Lord, in the scriptures, that we can come to you, we can renew our minds, we can trust in you, and we thank you for that, Father God. We pray that today lives would be changed. We would saturate ourselves with your word to seek and see what you have for us, because your plan is so much greater than any plan that we could ever come up with. And we thank you, Father God. We give you praise. We give you glory and honor for what you're going to do. And we thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. So we'd love to hear from you. So what can they do, Alexa?
You can email at us at WCNO@WCNO.com. Attention, God's got it.
Yes.
We would really love to hear your voice. Yes. Or email. I guess we won't hear your voice, but you can leave messages on the phone.
Or
what's the phone number?
772-221-1100.
Beautiful.
And we would love to hear from you and see, hey, see what God's doing for you. And maybe you would say, hey, this is a scripture that I found.
Ooh, I love it.
That really, really helped me. And we can share that
and
with everybody.
And this is what I did to renew my mind.
Yes.
Let us know. We'd like to hear
Amen.
From you.
Remember,
Amen.
The only way you stay stuck is if you stay leaning on you. But God is just a thought away from you.
Yes.
And you can lean into him, and he'll take you wherever you need to go.
Amen.
Praise God for
Amen.
That, right?
Renewing
Praise
your mind
God.
And
God's
word.
God's got it.
God's got it. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Have an amazing day.
Yes. Have a great day, great week. And we will see you
next time on
God's got it. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining us today. If you would like to contact us, please send us an email at WCNO@WCNO.com. Attention, God's got it. We would love to hear from you.
We pray that you're encouraged and inspired. And no matter what you're facing, remember that
God's got it.
Woo! Join us next Thursday at 11 o'clock.
Got it.
Yeah, we hope to see you there.
They got it.